Hey.
Okay, I have to hang up and then to get to that point. Okay, so someone that listens.
Yeah.
Your voice is so pretty. I want to listen to you.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. You're so sweet. So are you able to do the search while we're talking or not really?
Okay, where do you want me to go?
Just go to regular. Okay, just do you have an iPhone or an Android?
Yes, I have an iPhone.
Okay, so I'm not super familiar with iPhones, but if you go to Google or to your search engine, and then there's usually three dots, so you can open an incognito window. But if you can't do all that, maybe just go to Google and punch in landscaper near me.
Okay, so Google here. I'm at Google now.
Okay.
So landscaper near me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then,
cool. So at the very top of the page in the search results, it should say sponsored, and it'll have some businesses listed that say Google Guarantee on them with little boxes. Do you see that?
It says landscaping near me on top, and then it shows results for Fullerton. And then,
are you in Fullerton right now?
I am in Fullerton right now.
Okay, but does it show you the Google Guarantee?
Google Guarantee, it says match, residential, free, small jobs, affordable, best, hiring, lawn care, yard, commercial, pools, video, shopping, images, no.
Okay. So then you definitely need to open up a incognito search because it's not showing you a clean search result. So what I'm trying to show you is when you put in landscape or landscaper, landscaping, and up at the very top of the page, it produces a search result for certain clients labeled Google Guaranteed. So Google Guaranteed is a...
I can see other companies, but not me.
Yeah, no, not you, because you don't have Google Guaranteed. So you're not going to show up there unless you sign up for it. So Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead service. Have you ever done any other type of pay-per-lead services?
What do you mean pay-per-lead?
Like, have you ever done Home Advisor or Angie's List or anything like that?
I did Home Advisor before.
Mm-hmm. How did you like it?
I didn't like it. At first, it was good when I was like the first, when I was like the only landscaper. It was great. I was getting all the calls,
mm-hmm.
all the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But then like 3-4 years later, they brought like five contractors more. And then
mm-hmm.
got harder. And then there was a point when people wasn't answering the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I still was charged for the lead and.
Mm-hmm.
But I got tired of it. And as a matter of fact, I still have them. I still have them. But what I do is because I have a lot of leads there. I have a lot of pictures there, and I still have them. But
mm-hmm.
but what I do, like, for example, this morning when I was driving here to the job site,
mm-hmm.
they told me two days ago, on Friday, you're going to start getting leads again.
Mm-mm.
So Friday, I got to the phone before I start getting leads.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been doing for the past 3 years, because
mm-hmm.
I don't like what they're doing, is, and then they changed to Angie's List, and which makes it a little bit worse.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
but what I do is I call the computer, and
mm-hmm.
it asks if I want to. Close the leads for a certain time. So
right.
I usually close it for every 30 days. It goes up today.
Mm-hmm.
And I
smart.
That's very smart. They were charging me. At first, I was getting charged $12 a lead, and then it went up to $15 a lead, and then it went up to $20 a lead. And then like last year, 2 years, but I try to stop them on time, but they would go in and they would charge me like $60 for the lead, which I didn't like. So I thought it was a lot of money. $50, $60 for a lead. I thought that was 2 months.
Okay.
So
okay.
I try to do, I like when they tell me in advance that my leads are coming up in a couple of days. So to, like when the leads come up, they
mm-hmm.
come on, I call like first thing in the morning. Before I get a lead, I call and I, and I stopped my knees for 30 days, and I do that.
Right.
I've been doing it for 3 years. I don't like that, but I don't know. What do you think?
Well, what I know is that Angie's List is one of Google's biggest clients. HomeAdvisor, Porch.com, House.com, all those pay-per-lead services that they're Google's biggest clients, and that they're selling you the leads secondhand, and that's why you're so unhappy with them. If you paid $50 a lead for a guaranteed lead and you were for sure going to get work out of it, you wouldn't mind paying that, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if you're twisting my arm somehow.
Yeah, I'm not twisting your arm. The thing about Google Guarantee is Google built Google Guarantee, which is a pay-per-lead service, to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So they did this specific, right? They made this specific and special for providers like yourself who've had a not so great experience through Angie's or HomeAdvisor, Networks, all of those different type of pay-per-lead services. And the thing about these leads is, you know, it's 100% the complete opposite of everything you've done through those other type of companies. So Eddie, instead of, you know, like you going into the app and then being sent the lead and then you have to chase the client down and you have to call the client over and over and you have to underbid the other guys who are calling that same client because they got that same lead and you have to pay for the lead whether or not you get the job, all of those things have been made right. So first and foremost, there's lead exclusivity. You don't share the lead. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is that the clients, they're contacting you directly. They've gone to Google at the Google Guarantee section. They've read your accolades. They've taken a look at what you have to offer. They've looked at your website, and they've decided that they want to work with you directly. So they're calling you directly. And the calls, all the calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So the cool thing about Google Guarantee is you only pay for what Google calls qualified leads. The qualified leads are only two instances. The first of which is if you set appointment with the client to give them estimate face to face, or if you give them estimate over the phone. Those are the only two instances that Google considers that an actual qualified lead. All other instances. So if somebody is just calling and they're just looking to talk, that's not a qualified lead. If somebody is calling for a service you don't provide and it's not listed on your profile, that is not a lead. You are not charged. If they're calling for outside your service radius or if it's a sales or solicitation call, all of those things, all of them are considered unqualified. So most of the calls that you get from like HomeAdvisor, Angie's, all that, that would be considered unqualified calls as far as Google is concerned. They're not going to charge you for those leads. They only charge you once you set appointment with the client to go face to face or if you give estimate over the phone, which for what you're offering, giving estimate over the phone is probably pretty rare, I imagine, but in the event, that's how they're charged. You know, there's a lot of advantages to being a Google Guarantee provider because Google actually backs your work with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per client and makes sure that you're getting qualified leads. So they're guaranteeing you as a provider to the general public and they're guaranteeing you qualified leads back. So those are the two instances that Google considers that an actual qualified call. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I do have some news that you might not like. I mean, the lead cost, first and foremost, there's a $250 application fee that's non-refundable. It goes to get the background check done, and it goes to get everything completely set up and Google Guarantee approval. It's one-time application fee. It goes for you and any face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate. Once that application fee is paid, then I have the ability to send the application out to you. We schedule client onboarding with our technician, Ivan. He's the specialist in the department that handles all of the Google Guarantee accounts. I am one of the main people that sets and signs these accounts up. So you would have all of my contact information as well. But after it's completely approved, Eddie, what happens is we have to contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. So Google has a requirement for 13 leads in a month, and that is going to be, your lead cost is $53.33. It doesn't go up or change. It doesn't increase. Your minimum monthly budget is at $696. So if you choose to move forward with it, the way it would work is like this, okay? You would go ahead and fill out the application, pay the $250. We get the application processed. In approximately 4 to 6 weeks after the application is completely approved, then we're going to contact you to go ahead and set the minimum monthly budget of $696. Your lead cost is $53.33 out of that. For 13 leads in a month, what that looks like realistically is approximately 3 leads a week, okay? Now, after you take on the first couple leads, and if you decide, you know what, these leads are absolutely fantastic, I want to increase it, you have the ability to take those leads on at a faster pace. You can actually increase it to have 13 leads in a week, 13 leads in 2 weeks. However you want to make the change or adjustments yourself, you have the ability to do that. And the latter is true as well. If you perhaps want to pause the leads, okay, then it literally hits pause until you cut it back on. It doesn't automatically turn back on. So say you're going to be out of town, or say for whatever reason you just need to pause the lead. You can pause the lead, and that budget rolls over to the following month. It's not automatically charged, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, I got enough info. Thank you very much, and I really got to go. So I'll just, whenever I'm ready, I'll call you guys to do something. But then
okay.
Now, let somebody call me later for that other thingy.
Okay. All right. I'll put you in for that. Thanks for your time, Eddie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.